So Bezrat Hashem, I encountered a fascinating midrash last night in Bereishis Rabba, Perek Chaf. And it says that it only mentions four times in Tanakh, in the Hebrew Bible, the word teshuka. Teshuka means like an unbridled desire. By Chava to her husband, by women to their husbands. Women irrationally desire their husbands. To your husband will be your desire, your teshuka, and he will rule over you. So we'll explain what that means according to the parish of the Eitz Yosef. The next one comes very soon after by Kayin. Hashem tells Kayin, Al petach hatat robeitz v'ala alecha teshuka tova atel tim shol bo. That sin crouches at the opening. Its desire, its teshuka is towards you, but you can rule over it. Again, something desires someone else, and that someone else is ruling over it. In this case, it's the evil inclination is desiring towards a person's sins because, we'll explain. So again, the woman desires her husband and he rules over her. Again, we'll explain this. This is not so politically incorrect. There's deep meaning to this. So the woman desires her husband and he rules over her. The evil inclination desires towards a person's sins, but a person can rule over the evil inclination. Then it says that the rain desires the earth, because it quotes a verse, and I think Jeremiah. The earth is ruling over the rain, and the rain is desiring towards the earth. And most fascinatingly, a verse in Shir HaShirim and Song of Songs, Ani l'dodivu alai teshukato. I am to my beloved, to Hashem, who loves me, and towards me, Hashem is desiring. Hashem is desiring towards me. This is amazing because, again, the pattern is when somebody has a teshuka, has a strong desire towards someone else, that someone else is ruling over them. So how can we say that Hashem has a desire towards us as if we were ruling over Hashem? Now, the Gemara does say that the tzaddik, Mi Moshal Bi Tzaddik, that the Tzaddik, so to speak, rules over Hashem, that Hashem can make decrees and the Tzaddik can cancel the decrees. But what's going on here? So we have four examples, and the Bereishis Rabba makes it clear there's specifically four times this is mentioned, this idea of tshuka, of unbridled desire. So four is fascinating because there's four letters of Hashem's name, Yud and Hey and Vav and Hey. So the two first examples is something that is on an apparently lower level. So the woman, the wife, is desiring towards her husband. In this sense, these are receivers. The wife receives from her husband, and the evil inclination receives from our sins. And the Eitz Yosef is saying, so both elements desire towards those that are mashpia to them, to those that are giving to them, because they have no existence without the shefa, without the expression given over to them by a giver. So the wife receives from the husband. Now there's tremendous, deep drushim from the greatest tzaddikim that really the wife is for sure higher than her husband. So we are not actually saying that a man is better than a wife. In fact, it's really the opposite. It's really, really opposite in a deep way. Nekeva tesoviv gaver, ishes chayal teres bayal, and so forth. That really, really the woman is for sure higher than her husband. As we're reading this week, Parshas Chayi Sarah, and one of the main nekudos of this is in a way, Sarah Yimena was higher than Avraham Avinu. And so forth. She has a parsha named after her after all. Sarah, our matriarch, is higher than Abraham, our patriarch, in certain ways. She was the Shechina embodied and so forth, the divine presence, whereas he was the meat of chesed embodied and so forth, the meat of kindness, the attribute of kindness embodied. So there's two elements that have tshuka that are receiving from a giver, the wife, and the Eitz Yosef says a woman really just desires her husband. She doesn't really desire jewelry, she doesn't really desire fancy things or nice food or what. She just wants her husband's presence. She can't live without it. And so she'll go through the difficulties of bearing children for him, raising children for him, and helping him in all these ways because she wants to be with him and she'll do anything to be with him. The evil inclination has no existence without, God forbid, our sins. So it has strong desire towards us because without sins, God forbid, it disappears. without sins, we shouldn't do them, he would disappear, which would be great. So those are the two receivers. But then we have the rain and we have Hashem. And in those cases, those are desiring towards the receiver. The rain as a strong teshuka to the earth, which is receiving from the rain. The rain is saying, I can't exist without you to request the rain, you earth. So the rain is saying, I have a strong desire to the earth that the earth should request from me to give forth rain. Otherwise, I can't give the rain. So I have a strong teshuka, I have a strong desire, unbridled desire towards my receiver, not to my, towards my giver. The first two examples was a strong desire towards my giver. But the other two examples of the rain has a strong desire towards the receiver, otherwise it can't give. And so too, obviously, Hashem. We don't rule over Hashem, and Hashem doesn't have a strong desire towards us because his existence actually depends on us, God forbid. But his existence as being mashpia, as being giving to us, is for sure depending on our desire towards him. And so in that sense, he strongly desires that we should desire towards him. As it says that Hashem made all the imahos, except for Leah, interestingly, but Sarah, Rivka, and Rachel have issues having children because Hashem has a taiva, has a strong desire towards our tefillos, towards our prayers. So too, Hashem is having a teshuka towards the Bnei Yisrael because it's not that his existence depends on us, principally speaking, but his existence as a giver, that he desires that we should ask so that he can give. Because his existence as giving to us, he made it so that it would depend on our asking. That's what I'm sharing. So it's just interesting to break down this midrash.